There's a lot, along with the Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival, cranking up today. Today is day number one, and this will go tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday. Those boys from Oklahoma, they're going to be doing it all wrong, and it's going to be all oh so right. Cross-Canadian Ragweed up there in Stillwater. This is the one everybody's been waiting for today, day number one. Stillwater, Oklahoma. I'm interested. I should look up its population count.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of the next 4 days, it's going to grow by about, close to 500,000.
So where are all these people going to stay?
I'm guessing the parking lot.
Okay.
I'm guessing the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be safe up there. Could get a little wild, all right? Crazy cross-Canadian ragweed boys. Man, it's good to have them back.
Let's, got a soft spot in my heart.
That's Oklahoma. Texas, let's talk a little south of the Red River news, Texas, and keep you up to date on the state of our state with some of those Texas topics. Let's get to all sportsy, shall we? The Dallas Mavericks before tip-off last night, as Luka Doncic comes back to town with the hot new girlfriend that he's with, the Los Angeles Lakers. They showed a, 2-minute tribute video. And they also had on every chair backseat for people to wear, at least in the lower bowl, it was written in Slovenian, and it basically says, thank you. Like he voluntarily left. This is from the team thanking him for 5.5 years that got rid of him. And then subsequently, after he did have tears watching that on the big scoreboard.
Yeah, I heard about all this. My goodness.
He then whooped us. Yeah, buddy. Luka Magic was definitely alive. 112-97 win for the Lakers over the little Dallas Mavericks. I mean, the Mavs did make this a game throughout. They led it several times. This was a pretty good contest, which most of the second half, and it just ran away in the fourth quarter. And Luka matched his season high in scoring with 45 points. By the way, that also clinched a playoff spot. Led all players right there. And just had a blazing 31-point first half. So he came out just absolutely firing. The Fire Nico chants were definitely in the building. Nico Harris, the GM that made the trade. And while they were doing it on the Jumbotron, it wasn't the Luka video, they displayed the fan code of conduct on screen.
Oh.
Yeah, which told them to be more careful and stop breaking microphones. And there was one fan that before the game... He's a triathlete. Brian Goldsmith ran 77 laps around the American Airlines Center wearing a Luka jersey for the number 77. I don't know why. He just did it.
Okay.
So, and then with about 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, he actually replaced Anthony Davis, who we traded for Luka. The by the way, Dallas Stars, who are having a great season, they're about to go into the playoffs. They should be pretty good. The NHL is over 100 years old, so for anything new to ever happen is very rare at this point. Little Dallas Stars, the first team to ever blow a 3-goal lead in the third period with under 1 minute left to play.
Look at us go!
They were winning against the Vancouver Canucks 5-2, 60 seconds to go, and then they tied it. They tied it in regulation, went to overtime, and then the Canucks won. By the way, the Rangers doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And Cowboys news, linebacker Demarion Overshown, who wanted to wear number 0 last year, mm-hmm. but couldn't because Rowdy, the mascot, has the number 0.
Yeah.
He will now have it. So hopefully we got rid of Rowdy.
Congratulations.
Yeah. He's a horrible linebacker.
Okay. Not only to Rowdy, but the city of Granbury. Did you hear about this? Voted the best historic small town in America. Once again, they have regained the crown after a 3-year drought. You see, the celebration capital of Texas won in 2019, 2020, 21 again, and 2025.
Yeah.
This is all thanks to the rich history, vibrant culture, and enthusiastic support from residents, visitors, and fans.
Well done. Well done. Beautiful. We love the Burry. Golf clap on a Masters week. Very nice to done. Very nice to done. Also, keep the golf claps going, too. You were mentioning the teacher award.
Oh, yeah. Told
Certainly
her.
Down there. Well, Stephenville also got themselves an award. City of Stephenville was recently honored for its 2050 comprehensive plan by the American Planning Association Planning Division.
What?
Yeah, the city will be presented this award for their plan by the Planning Association's Planning Division as soon as they get it planned. So, their golf clap.
So, you've heard about the dire wolf.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
making
this.
A comeback.
Yeah.
Thanks to that bioengineering firm in Dallas.
This won't break bad at all.
Uh-uh.
We're fine.
Cesar Millan, not a fan. The dog whisperer. He says pet owners should not get in line to buy one of these beasts for a very good reason. Primarily because they're wolves.
Yeah.
And
they're big, too.
Yeah, he's a big believer in the importance of leadership, trust, and respect when training canines. Says you should try training a chihuahua before even thinking about one of these ancient beasts. You know, these are 25% bigger than just your average wolf.
Yeah, they're big. And they've, been extinct 10,000 years?
Yeah, and anyone like with enough ego to buy this is, it seems like they're just the type to, like, buy one and then kind of
People
forget about it and move on.
I mean, we heard, I mean, they're cute. That's the dire wolves that were born over
that's
there.
So, that is cute.
And in Dallas.
That is not the Hank FM Pet of the Week.
No, but I may try to. I'll end up with one. One will find its way to my backyard. And I'll have a dire wolf on my hands.
Yeah, it's not going to fit in the sink. I'm going to let you know that right now.
Speaking of animals and the like, PETA is in North Texas today.
Oh.
The PETA, and they call it the, quote, Hell on Wheels Tour, is coming to North Texas. Starting at 12 o'clock on the Dallas side today, they're going to go by Terry Black's Barbecue. Then they're going to go to Honey Baked Ham. And then they're going to wind up at the Peppa Pig theme park.
Okay.
What they do is they go by in their little rider truck type thing on the, quote, Hell on Wheels tour.
Oh, no.
And they will be blasting, quote, dying animal noises.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside of those restaurants and out there in the mid-cities, the Peppa Pig theme park.
Why Peppa Pig? What did they do to you?
I don't know. I don't know if she's... Is she a carnivore?
She's a pig.
She's isn't it more of a people for the ethical treatment of British people? Shouldn't that be more involved? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, when asked about it, the Peppa Pig theme park, they plan to counter it with traumatizing PETA with the sounds of screaming toddlers, which is worse.
In the middle of another can't miss morning.